Yeah, this is the fourth tranche. I think upwards on $160 million has been invested to date. So this is another $50 million for primary and post-primary schools. So this is accessible for all schools to make an application, small schools, primary schools. And to give an example of a 100-pupil primary school will get €5,000, and then a similar 100-pupil or 500-pupil post-primary school will get upwards to €22,000. So it's a significant investment, but it's an important investment for different communication technology, be it whiteboards or iCloud systems or tablets for schools. And as schools who are working really hard to get the balance right, obviously the importance of literacy and numeracy still takes priority, but it's getting that balance right in terms of how we can use technology to advance our education, our educational strengths.
And what can this funding be spent on for the schools then?
There's a number of avenues open to schools, and schools have used this funding in different ways. But one of the major strengths, as I see in most of the schools that I go into, whether it's using different whiteboards or different communication equipment, whether it's tablets for schools to access the internet, but to use technology in a balanced way, along with our important focus on literacy and numeracy. But most of all, it's to prepare our younger generation for the decades ahead, where technology will be part of our lives, but it's to use it in a very proper way and constructive way. One of the great indications I'm getting from many, many schools and young people are challenging the many weaknesses within the technological world, whether it's online bullying or whether it's the difficulties of too much face time. And young people will use this technology within the school system in a constructive way, and also a meaningful way, to learn as to what's the best way of using this equipment.